The World Series kicks off tonight in Boston, to mix sports metaphors. The home team, the Red Sox, will take on the Colorado Rockies. It's a series of contrasts. East versus West. Big payroll versus small payroll. Old team versus new team. Big stars versus unknowns. So much drama. Here to tell us and help us with the aspects of the World Series that should capture casual and hardcore fans is Will Leach, editor of the sports blog Deadspin. How are you doing, Will?
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be your dramatic interpreter.
Please do. Try not to do it through interpretive dance because this is radio, and express your thoughts in sound, you know, words, whatever. Let me start with this. Here we have the Colorado Rockies. An interesting team because they played in the Mile High City. They started off in Mile High Stadium. Now they play at Coors Field, where the air is thinner. The ball seemed to fly out of the stadium. It was home. You know, they were like a beer league softball team, just cranking out home runs. But now they store their balls in humidors. They dry them out. They try to make things more normal. So how has this changed, the humidors and the Rockies becoming more like a Major League Baseball team and less like this beer league softball team? How has that changed the Rockies as a team over the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, it's allowed them to play by the same rules that everybody else does. They no longer have to try to solve the Denver riddle. Is probably the best way to put it. The famous magic humidor that they would throw the baseballs in, and it certainly Coors Field is still a primarily a hitter's ballpark, but it's not the pinball game that it was when they first started there. And because of that, the Rockies have been able to. For years, they've tried all these different ways of trying to figure out the best way to win. They would stack their team with sluggers. They would then that didn't work, so they tried sinkerball pitchers, and they tried speed, and they tried the great idea of just putting a bunch of lousy ball players out there and see what happens. And
on the it's just crazy enough to work theory.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? It didn't.
And you're just crazy enough to be crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So once they actually got. We're at least close to playing by the same rules as the rest of Major League Baseball and under the same, you know, physics and conditions. They were able to focus on the actual act of putting together a normal, good baseball team that will succeed in any place regardless of the weather. And so it was almost like once the magic humidor of the drawing the balls out so they wouldn't fly through the air so crazily, once they actually kind of got that figured out, that's when they started to put together just a young, strong, fun team that would win anywhere.
Yeah, it turns out that fielding actually is important in baseball. Who knew? Well, you know, the Red Sox play in a quirky stadium also, which affects the flight of the ball, especially when it hits off that big green monster out in left. Tell me a little bit about how the Red Sox have changed over the last few years, especially since they last won the World Series. What was that, 2004?
Yeah, it's funny. They have. I have many friends that would be upset to hear me say this, but I think at this point it's clear that they have usurped the Yankees as the premier franchise in baseball. I mean that not to say necessarily the most successful or the best money making, but like when you look at the baseball playoff schedule for the divisional series that TBS put together, the Yankees were the ones that were playing at 5 o'clock, and the Red Sox were the ones that were playing in prime time.
The Red Sox are like the gold standard now, and Red Sox Nation, all their fans are now, I guess, the biggest traveling horde of fans.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, all the things that people nationwide used to attach to Yankees fans, they've come around to attach, well, to still to Yankees fans, but also to the Red Sox. The notion of the front runners, the bandwagon fans, all of a sudden it's cool to be a Red Sox fan, and therefore we reject you. all the stuff that the Yankees used to go through, the Red Sox, through their success, have kind of taken that over now, which is a very interesting psychic switch.
Yeah, as far as the cool to be a Red Sox fan, me personally, I like to zig whenever Ben Affleck zags. That's just me. But help me out here. I got to figure out who to root for.
Ben Affleck, how did he get in this?
Oh, he can't. He doesn't shut up about the Red Sox. Okay, help me out here because I got a couple rules. I root for my team. They're the Mets. But I want to find someone to root for. Usually I root against the newer teams, the expansion franchises. I don't think they deserve it as much as the old-timey teams. But the Red Sox are just so rich. I don't know. I can't get into rooting for them. In my hierarchy of teams to hate, who should I hate more, the rich Red Sox or the nouveau Rockies?
Well, I think a lot of the rich aspect on the Red Sox is overstated. Yes, they do spend more money than most people, but they also spend it wisely, which is why they're here and the Yankees aren't. But that said, the thing that's fun about rooting interest is it's almost easier to decide your rooting interest in this series because it's not the Indians and the Rockies, because both of those are very likable young teams that were trying to win the first title or win the first title in a long time. The Red Sox tend to be extremely polarizing. If I say the words Boston Red Sox to you and something in your stomach goes, ugh, or your hair starts to stand up a little bit, everyone has a strong reaction to Boston. Either you like Boston or you dislike Boston. So in a way, the series benefits quite a bit from having such a sharp contrast. A lot of people don't have strong opinions on the Rockies. You can think whatever you want about the Rockies because we don't know a lot. Most people don't know a lot about them.
Yep.
You can fill them with whatever you want them to be.
But the Red Sox.
Whether you hate them because of the Red Sox or you love them because of the Red Sox. But I think whatever you feel about Boston is going to determine who you root for in this series.
All right. Will Leach, editor of the sports blog Deadspin. Thanks a lot, Will.
Of course. Thanks for having me.